This week's edition of One on One features one of the joint founders of the biggest Czech publishing house for audiobooks, Timpanum. The company publishes dozens of titles, not just in Czech, but also in Slovak. While still a relatively new phenomenon, Karel Černošek says audiobooks are beginning to carve out a place for themselves on the market. Chris Johnstone caught up with him recently at a cafe in the center of Prague to talk about selling literature as the spoken word.
Karel Černošek is very much making a business out of a pleasure. He started out with no background in publishing and just a love of the spoken word. I asked him about the company's beginnings.
4 years ago, we started with my schoolmate at the time. We were both studying architecture. And when we were working on our school projects, we really liked to listen to some audiobooks and spoken word. And when we were almost finished with everything what we could get at that time, we decided the next audiobook we have to record ourselves. And it was just crazy idea at the beginning, but then we looked around and we noticed that there are actually not many publishers doing these audiobooks, but we knew that they are very popular abroad. So we thought, okay, let's start like publishing, let's found small company and let's try it. So that's how we started. Plus, just shortly before, I went to Ireland for 1 year to work, and it was in 2004. I went there for work experience, and so I've noticed that it's very popular over there. So I thought that's something which is missing here. Okay, let's offer that to our people as well. Plus, we're both big fans of spoken word.
And how have things progressed in the meantime? Where have you come since the beginning?
I guess it's pretty long journey. It's 4 years now we are into this publishing. And of course, it was not easy to start. It was very hard, actually, because we had some ideals and we were kind of naive about how it works because we had no experience yet. We both were studying architecture, so publishing was something very different. We didn't have any experience in it. So we learned a lot. First of all, we learned that it's not possible to publish audiobooks on MP3 CDs. We thought that's the ideal format, but we've noticed that people actually are not buying them because they're probably not equipped to listen to them. So then we had to change the strategy, so we had to go back to the traditional format audio CDs. Plus, we later also offered internet download, because from the very beginning, we actually thought that the internet is going to be like a big thing about the audiobooks, because in internet, we all see a future. We thought, because it's audio format, it's quite easy to share, easy to download. So we thought this is going to become the most popular way how to get the audiobooks. But after a while, we learned maybe, but in far future, and not here in this country, because here, unfortunately, everyone is used to get on internet everything, but everything for free. No one is used to pay for anything. So I think it will last a few years when people will learn that you can get everything on internet, but something you have to pay for it. You have to at least donate some money, because if you don't do that, then of course there is no chance to get any new production, and then the business goes quit.
And how many titles have you got now, and what sort of authors are the most popular?
So far we have over 60 titles, and among the most popular ones, the bestseller is book from Mexican author Don Miguel Ruiz, The Four Agreements, which is quite interesting book, and we know actually why it became our bestseller, because it was narrated by famous actor, Czech actor Jaroslav Dušek, who actually did theater performance, which was inspired or which is based on that book. And The Four Agreements, it's kind of that motivational literature, spiritual literature, which that's not belletry, it's not fiction. This is different kind of literature, which is probably very, very convenient for audio formats and for audiobooks, because that's something you're going to listen many times. If you listen to the novel, let's say you would like to listen The Old Man and the Sea by Hemingway, which we also recorded, you buy it, you listen for once, and that's it. But this kind of literature, like The Four Agreements, that's something you will go back to it. So that's probably, it's one of the most popular audiobooks we have. But there are other ones, like, for example, the one I was just showing you, the title, The Man Who Planted Trees by French author Jean Giono. And it was narrated by another very famous Czech actor, Marek Eben. So I think it's also popular because of the actor. And he also recorded music, which he composed with his band, Bratři Ebenové. So it's very, very nice done, very nice story. So that's another very popular title.
What have been the biggest challenges in getting along with these audiobooks? I mean, is it technical? Is it the rights for some of these authors? Is it getting the people to, the actors or other people to read? What have been the biggest problems, or have there been so many?
The biggest problem probably was just to teach people that there are audiobooks and it is great to listen to them. Because here, actually, still, many people, they have no idea what audiobooks are. So we had to do, from the very beginning, loads of promoting and marketing, and just to make people understand advantages of audiobooks, because we all know classic books, we all love them, we have them in our shelves, and that's what we know. But audiobook is something relatively new here. So the biggest problem was to convince people to listen to it, and also booksellers, because in the shops they usually didn't have any special space for audiobooks. Audiobooks are usually kept just behind the counter, so it's hard to get to them. So to convince the booksellers to give certain place in their shops for the audiobooks was also very difficult and hard.
When you read, if I understand, there are certain sound effects as well, a certain atmosphere, music, etc. It's not just the spoken word, is it?
It's not. And I think it's because of that good tradition of Český rozhlas, because people here are kind of spoiled in a good way, that they were getting very nice readings. They were done by Czech radio, and they were always richly decorated by nice music and sound effects. So we kind of go in that tradition, which was set up by Czech radio. So, of course, we want to do it this nice way, because the classic audiobook, which we know from United States or England, that would be done in a very simple way. That's just simply read text. But that's true, you're right, we're adding there much more music and sound effects, and we try to make it as nice as possible.
And the target audience for these books, who is it exactly? Is it young people, old people, middle-aged people? Who is the target, or is everyone the target?
We are targeting different groups. In young people, you'll find people, they're very busy. They like literature, they like reading books, but they're busy, they don't have time to read. So for those people, audiobooks are great, because you can listen to the audiobook when you're driving, when you can put it into your iPod or iPhone, so you can listen to it when you're walking or you are in fitness. So it saves your time. So for these busy people, and they're mainly young people, so for them audiobooks are excellent. So we are targeting these people first. But of course, there are many elderly people, they have side problems, or they are completely blind. There are quite many people actually living in this country, they lost their sight. So for those people, audiobooks are essential, they are excellent, the only way actually to get the literature. So of course we are targeting these people as well, but we all sometimes like to listen, to rest a little bit our eyes and maybe to get the story not through the eyes but through the ears, and let's explore the imagination but through the different channel.
And how do you see the market developing, say, in another 5-10 years? Do you see it becoming mainstream rather than just maybe part of the bookshop, but becoming, you know, replacing a large part of the bookshop, or existing in coexistence with books?
I really hope we are going to get very rich. But no, of course, this is not business where you can get rich. It's a very interesting work. I really hope, and it is true, it's growing, the market. Audiobooks are getting more and more popular. So I really hope it's going to grow. People will get used to it. And it also goes with the modern trends, when people really, they have no time to read. Everything is faster. So at that point, audiobooks, they are offering something good. So also I believe that internet in future eventually will become important medium for audiobooks as well. So I believe, because then you don't have to go to any bookstore, you just click and you have the audiobook right in your computer or in your iPad. So that's great. That's excellent about that digital medium, that it's so easy to share. So I really think there is some chance for growth in this market, together with the e-books, all that. Definitely, it's the book market is going to change rapidly in a few next years.